So when I smoke or chew gummies, which has happened today, I realize that I don't feel safer. But what does happen is that I become more aware of my fear. And that awareness of my fear, I start to observe at an acute level. So I'm like, oh, you know, something about Thomas and I, for example, I just start to make comparisons in my head, really, really direct comparisons about things. And like, oh, if you did this and this is like this, then this must be this. I'm trying to hypothesize a feeling of safety. Like, if this happened, then this happened, then, oh, conclusion, I must be safe. Or we must be okay staying together. Or it must be authentic. Or on and on and on. And so I realized I'm making these connections constantly in my head, trying to figure it out. I'm doing this when I don't smoke or chew gummies, but I'm more aware of it when I smoke or chew gummies. So it's like really showing me these mental gymnastics that I play in my head, these mental acrobatic movements. These trivial, complicated games that I play in my head with situations, circumstances, people, events, timelines. Always, always doing that in my head. And now I can see exactly where the path goes. And sometimes, yeah, I may forget it, where the path went. So the trick is to write it down ASAP. Record it ASAP to listen to later. Just analyze that. What was going on? And then undo it. Like, okay, I'm looking for a correlation between this event and this event. Because if there's a correlation between this event and this event, then this must be true, you know, the hypothesized thing. And a clearer example for me to think of would be something I was just thinking. Something about, you know, Thomas and I always trying to be neutral about things and just get along. And are we supposed to do this so that eventually we can be back together? Or are we just supposed to do this because that's just how you live life? I think it's the latter. That's just how you live life. Like, you just try to remain neutral and calm with each other no matter what, whether you stay together, whether you don't stay together. And then I start to think of, like, well, this is one of the zigzags I do. I go, okay, well, I don't think you're supposed to stay with someone if you don't want to stay with them because you can't get along. And I also think you can stay with someone and try to figure it out. I'm not sure about that, actually. Because if your life was at risk, or if you're being emotionally, verbally, physically, sexually, emotionally, I said that one. If you're being abused in any of those ways, I think the person should always go find their happiness. I think enough people aren't finding their happiness, so a lot of people are just sad and depressed. They stay because maybe they feel stuck. And we're in a system now where we rely on the currency. So unless you understand sustainability, how are you going to get out of that currency flow? life. Get out of that current. Go to flow. Natural energy flow. So you, yeah, coming back to this other zigzag, I realized, okay, so I do think people should just find their happiness and not force anything because of shame, self-guilt, because of family, because of religion, because of a friend. No friend would make you stay in a relationship that you didn't want to be in, where you didn't feel safe. No friend. I think that's how we should all be living. Find our happiness.